Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
We're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
Under my predecessor, the great MAGA King, the deficit increased every single year he was president.
Elect more MAGA Republicans. If you want to see a nationwide ban on abortion, if you want to see doctors and women arrested, if you want to see no exceptions for rape or incest.
I don't think you're going to see all of a sudden one day there's going to be a declaration that the pandemic is over.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 277.
Day 277, day 290, since Joe Biden said he would not abandon Americans behind enemy lines. Whoops, sorry, my mic fell. Behind enemy lines, and Joe's not mentioned it since. The Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. And even Winken Blinken, your Secretary of State, admitted, we're acknowledging almost 200 Americans. Everybody else that I know on the ground there says there's many more. It includes some military families and, of course, thousands of green card holders, people eligible to be in the United States, and our Afghan allies, that those that might still be alive, and the Taliban's back to their old Taliban, and that means women can't go to work. Girls can't go to school. By the way, Dow is down 1,145 now as we come on the air. I mean, we're getting killed here. I'm going to get into the economy in a little bit in the course of the program. It's an unmitigated disaster. I was up till about 6 in the morning. Linda, what time did you go to bed? I know we texted at some point, like at 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there.
Yeah, we've been texting all night about all this stuff. I definitely was up. Very, very late. Very, very late. I'm getting up very early.
One of the most interesting races I've ever seen. And I'll start with one major reason is that the top three candidates all claim to be the Trump MAGA candidate. I mean, that's how interesting this thing got. I have criticisms of the race that I'm not going after anybody personally, but I think way too much money was spent. I thought too many dishonest ads were aired, which I didn't like. Things were done. I felt that went beyond what is what should be a standard within Republican ranks, but I understand politics is a blood sport. It's now, what, 2,476 vote lead by Oz. They're still counting. We ran into some problems. Shocking. I can't believe it. They had problems. How is it in the greatest country on earth, with all the states out there that run their elections perfectly, why is it there are just certain states that this happens again and again to? We had the disaster in Florida in 2000. They had to fix that. They came out with the Baker-Carter Commission. One of the things they said in that commission is mail-in balloting lends itself to fraud. We had a problem in 2016 in Florida. That was fixed under Governor DeSantis, thankfully. And in 2020, we had no problems at all whatsoever in Florida. There's a way to do mail-in balloting, et cetera, et cetera. My election integrity list, I'll get into it later, but I've said it so many times since January 2001. I would imagine most of you might have it memorized at this particular point. And it was a hard-fought, blood sport, tough race. My analysis is that if you weigh in percentages and even go higher than what Dave McCormick has, I think under every scenario I have factored out, extrapolated out, Oz will be the winner in this race. But God only knows when we're going to get that final call. And to be perfectly honest, I don't trust people. And I'm not talking about Republican candidates. I'm talking about the people that have the ballots. I just think that you have to keep your eyeballs on all these things at all times. Why do I say we need integrity in the process so we have confidence in the results? How hard is it to, you know, Lancaster County, for example, the report from Penn.com yesterday, how come they have a problem where all of the early ballots that they started to open as the law requires at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. whenever voting started yesterday, and then they realize, oh, the machine isn't counting it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Now it's all got to be done by hand. And now whenever they stop counting, it always makes me nervous. That's why you need, as part of integrity measures, voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls, updated voter rolls, partisan observers, meaning people from every campaign watching the vote count from start to finish. And then everyone feels good about the results. Win, lose, draw, doesn't matter. But it's fascinating that was the main thing that the top three candidates had. And I think that this Kathy Barnett issue of not being vetted, and then this incredible rise in the polls in the last 7, 8, 9 days, whatever it is, was such a, it was like a shock to the system. The lesson I think every candidate needs to learn is take every other candidate seriously. I think Jeff Bartos was the only one that knew and had a lot of information about Kathy. I talked to him once off air, and we had a pleasant conversation. I've come to like the guy a lot. I don't dislike anybody in the race. I didn't dislike Kathy either, but the reality is when you read those tweets and you hear those comments and you look at those positions and you look at her, you know, she's saying she's MAGA, but she said this, and this when Donald Trump was running, and even attacked me, but whatever. I'm fair game. But that's what happens. The problem is what happens in these primaries. Like, I didn't get involved in the Ohio primary. I always liked Bud in North Carolina. He was running away with the race. There was no reason for my involvement. There was no reason for my involvement in Ohio, because I felt any of the candidates there, if they won, would do okay. Places that I'm looking at, and like Marco Rubio, I think is going to do well. I think Herschel Walker will do well. I know Tim Scott will do well. I think Bud will do well. I don't know about New Hampshire yet. We'll dig deeper as time goes on. I like Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. J.D. Vance, I think, will win Ohio. I think we got a great candidate, Laxalt, in Nevada. I like Brnovich. I don't think President Trump has. I think their primary's in August. That's a long way away. But anyway, I think he has a good chance out there. You had the Nebraska race. You have, what, Missouri? What other? I'm missing some state, but you get the point. But these races all matter. If you want to stop this radical agenda of Joe Biden and the climate alarmist religious cult, the new Green Deal socialist Democrats, this midterm means a lot. And if Republicans get the House and get the Senate, it all stops. And then if we can get a Republican elected president in 2024, then we can get this country back on track. And that's what I'd like to see happen for every American. You want to know what motivates me? That's it. And it's not personal. It's a matter of, you know, who is the most conservative that can win? And if I think it's this person, I will tell you. If I think it's important because it's going to be close, I always knew Pennsylvania was going to be close. I knew it because I saw the polling. And both Robert Cahaly at Trafalgar and Matt Towery of Insider Advantage, they were right again. They said this is going to be a nail biter. And they've been saying it not just recently. They've been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Actually, back in March, I think it was Cahaly that picked up the potential of Kathy Barnett's rise. You know, these policies, you look at where we are now as a country, you know, we're in trouble. We're in really deep trouble. Two-thirds of Americans now are living paycheck to paycheck. The average American household, it's gone higher. It's going to be paying close to $6,000 a year because of Biden's inflation tax. If you drive a car, you're going to pay $2,000 on average more this year for gasoline. If you're poor, if you're middle class, if you're on a fixed income, you cannot afford these additional charges. This is really bad. Then you got the insanity of Joe Biden's debacle of withdrawal from Wisconsin. Then you got the debacle at the border. Then you got the debacle of running out of COVID tests. Then you got the debacle of booster, vaccine. You can have a vaccine, have the booster, and have a previous infection and still get COVID a second time or a third time. Why? Because I know a ton of people that now have had COVID, not once, but twice. A ton of people. And I bet everybody listening to me right now knows somebody in the same position. Anyway, so I do have some good news today. The Biden administration officials, they have now hit the pause button, if you will, on their Ministry of Truth. Homeland Security Board was set to be led by Nina Jankowicz, the biggest purveyor, interestingly, of disinformation that I've ever seen. And anyway, the mandate to fight the spread of disinformation, I have a former colleague who I always like, Carl Cameron, saying, well, these people that are involved in disinformation, we need to start taking names and putting people in jail for misinformation. I'm like, huh? It's called freedom of speech, Carl. Come on. We were friends a long time. Give me a break. Anyway, following the backlash from Republicans, some liberals who liken the board to this Orwellian Ministry of Truth, anyway, they decided to shut down the board yesterday, and Jankowicz had written a resignation letter by Tuesday, according to the report. And apparently now they put it on hold. So 3 weeks after their announcement, I think they realized that the American people really don't want to be monitored any more than they're monitoring things, especially when Democrats themselves are the ones that are the biggest purveyors of disinformation, like the Russia collusion hoax. You know, all those people that declared Nicholas Sandman a racist and that he was the one that initiated all the problems that day. No, none of that happened. I mean, the media and Democrats are wrong so often. I don't care if it's Richard Jewell. I don't care if it's Duke Lacrosse. I don't care if it's UVA. I don't care if it's Ferguson, Missouri, Cambridge Police. I don't care if it's Baltimore, Maryland, Freddie Gray. These are mostly peaceful protests, 574 of them, dozens of dead Americans. Let's see, we have thousands of injured cops, billions in property damage. Oh, there's nothing wrong here. Anyway, the disinformation bureau is now apparently been canceled. The report today that Kamala Harris is going to tell Coast Guard graduates the rule of law is under attack. Actually, a true statement. It's under attack because we have a two-tier justice system. You know, in the Sussman trial, they have an AOC supporter and two Hillary Clinton supporters on the jury. It's done. There's no way Durham is going to get a guilty verdict, no matter what is presented there. It's unbelievable to me. You have the new White House press secretary asked a simple question by our own Peter Ducey. Wasn't a hard question. How does raising taxes on corporations lower the price of gas or the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food, for everyday Americans? Listen to this answer. I think we have it. Do you not? All right, we'll play when we get back. How's that? I did ask for it. You sure you don't have it? We can get to it later. It's fine.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Sean Hannity Show. So there is numerous reports out there today that a Department of Homeland Security memo from 5 days ago is detailing that if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, the Biden administration is bracing for a nationwide wave of violence. I would argue part of it is because of the lies being told to people. People are basically, they've allowed the doxing and the addresses and the protesting in front of Supreme Court Justices homes. If you don't see the danger in that, it's a little shocking. Just like they should have called up on January 6th, up to 20,000 troops that Trump had authorized days earlier. They chose not to, and nor are they going to ask that question of Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser or the Capitol Police Chief that requested the troops as well. They're telling Americans something that is just not true, that abortion will be outlawed. I mean, you have Chuck Schumer out there saying if you elect MAGA people, abortion is going to be a nationwide ban and the doctors and women are going to be arrested. No, they're not. States will decide what their abortion laws are. Like in a state of New York, it'll be very liberal. Now, Chuck Schumer tried, if you want to talk about extremism, the Democrats in the Senate tried to pass a bill codifying Roe that would have allowed abortion up to the moment of birth under any sort of circumstances. You can have abortions for gender selection reasons, for example. Anyway, so they're saying, they're detailing that there's going to be violence. Now, if there is, we know what's going to happen. The Democrats and the media mob, they only care about one riot. They ignored the 574 riots in the summer of 2020, called them mostly peaceful. And we had dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops, billions in property damage. And we kept hearing over and over again that it's mostly peaceful. That was a big lie. And if this happens, their silence will be deafening again. There won't be an investigation, just like there was not an investigation into all of the rioting that took place in the summer of 2020. If, in fact, their prediction is accurate, I am sure that they will make excuses for the people that are out there protesting. And nobody's going to tell them the truth. Abortion is not going to be illegal in the United States of America if Roe v. Wade is overturned. You know, forget about where you stand on the issue. There will be very liberal states that have very liberal abortion laws. There'll be states like there are now that allow abortion up to the moment of birth. And of course, Governor Northam would have liked even post-birth abortion, as he talked, well, first we're going to birth the baby and make the baby comfortable, then the mom and the doctor will have a conversation. But what, the kids, you know, is the kid live or die? Is that what the conversation? That's called infanticide. You know, but this extremism is really on their part. You know, their goal to codify Roe is a major legal obstacle. You know, Roe never had, they made up a right not enumerated in the Constitution. The Constitution matters.
Stops working for the good of the country. Sean Hannity with behind the scenes information on today's breaking news. Hannity is on right now.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. All right, the Ministry of Truth. She has now put in, the potential Ministry of Truth director has now put in a resignation. The Ministry of Truth Disinformation Board is now apparently put on hold. The same person that was the purveyor of, we should view Hunter's laptop as a Trump campaign product. The emails on Hunter's laptop don't need to be altered to be part of an influence campaign. Voters deserve context, not a fairly a tale about a laptop repair shop. Oh, that turned out to be true, too. Husband texted me, you have news to wake up to. Never thought it would be this. Confirms our worst fears about Trump. I am horrified while retweeting Hillary Clinton's tweet about the false claims of malicious server communication between Trump Tower and Russia. False. High degree of confidence. The independent counsel that the Kremlin used proxies to push influence narratives, including misleading unsubstantiated claims about President Biden to media officials, etc., influencers, and some close to Trump. Wrong again. Critical race theory has become one of those hot button issues that Republicans and other disinformers have seized on. We have the tape. Rudy Giuliani shared bad intel from Ukraine. I mean, it's all over the place. Let me get back to this economy issue for a second. Now, Pete, we got the cut. Peter Ducey asking the new White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, about people in this country and the suffering that they're living through. Listen to the question, then listen to the answer.
But how does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders, a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example, and to support basic collective bargaining rights as well, right? That's also important. But look, it is, you know, by not, if, without having a fair tax code, which is what I'm talking about, then all the, every, like manufacturing workers, cops, you know, it's not fair for them to have to pay higher taxes than the folks that who are not paying taxes at all.
Okay. 57% of Americans don't pay income tax. The top 10% pay over 90% of the taxes, state income, federal income taxes. But now, this is how bad this is, and this is why it's so relevant in everybody's life. This is why this election in November is so relevant in everyone's life. For the first time ever, gas prices now are over $4 a gallon in every single state. In California, now their average is over $6 a gallon. In many places in California, you're paying over $7, close to $8 a gallon. It's insane. You know I paid $5.87, to have use high test to put in my car over the weekend. That's how high it is. It's an all-time high today again. I just got that. $4.56 a gallon. We're close to $5 a gallon on average. And Joe Biden's answer is he's now easing sanctions on Venezuela. So he'll make Venezuela, OPEC, and Iran rich again. Just like what Europe is now making Putin rich again, funding his war. It's insane. The stock market, last time I checked, Linda, was down, what, 1,400? What's it down now? Not on my TV set. Bank of America Fund Manager survey found investors are now hoarding cash at the highest rate since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, even surpassing levels set during the Great Recession and the peak of the coronavirus pandemic. The amount of, what is it, down 960? 1160, yeah. Elon Musk, I think, is right. We already have one quarter of economic growth that's in the negative range. You have two, by definition, it's a recession. He's saying, no, it's already a recession. Nice try. And he believes that the economy is going to continue to deteriorate until 2024. He made the comment via video at a Miami tech conference in a podcast. He's not wrong. He says for the first time he's actually going to vote Republican. And then he knocks California's one-party system out there that's killing businesses and hurting Californians. And he's saying it's outrageous. Here's a guy making money off electric cars, should be loved by liberals, and says, yeah, you know, important times deserve important measures, imperative times need imperative measures. He's urging this country to produce more oil and gas. That's against his own best interests. By the way, he might not buy Twitter because apparently more than 5% of the accounts are bot accounts, which many of us had suspected for some time. There's one report in Newsweek today that of the 22 million Twitter followers Joey Biden has, about 49%+ of it are all bots. They're not real accounts. I wonder who made them up for him. Biden's inflation now has investors abandoning the stock market in droves. I mean, this is really, really bad. When you look at the number of people that are really going to be impacted by this, if the average person that drives a car is now going to pay $2,000 extra a year, and the average American household is going to be paying over $5,000 per household, close to $6,000 at this point. Oh, Kathy Barnett blamed Sean Hannity for her election loss. My fault. If it's not my fault, it's Putin's fault. It's not Putin's fault. It's always Donald Trump's fault. What did we say about Kathy Barnett? She's blaming one person for her loss. Why? Because I looked at her Twitter feed and I accurately reported on the things that she said that were absolutely nuts, or the things that she said about me, or the things that she said about Donald Trump. Anyway, she posted this, I guess, on video. Why didn't she respond to our invitation multiple times, text, calls, to answer some of these questions? Because we wanted to put them on the air. I do want to say, never forget what Sean Hannity did in this race. I vetted you, which every candidate needs a vetting. And when you look at your own, you know, you could say it's outright lies, but your Twitter feed speaks for itself, Kathy. We didn't inaccurately report stuff on your Twitter feed that wasn't there. Your tapes speak for themselves. You're the one
still
that's
there,
put it out there.
And are still there. Let's just be clear.
Oh, they're still
they
there?
They're still there. All the things that she claims to have no knowledge of, out of context, they're all there. Yeah.
Oh, we took screenshots because we knew this was coming. Anyway, I don't believe she could win the general election, period. I'm allowed to have a point of view, too. It's called freedom of speech. And unlike Kathy, I actually believe in our Constitution, and I don't want to abolish a religion. So the things that she said are in her own words, and I don't recall. I don't remember. Was your Twitter account hacked? I have no idea. Anyway, I'm not. That's her problem. That's not on me. You know, the fact that she got vetted and didn't like being vetted and had no good answers for the vetting, that's not Sean Hannity's fault. And good thing we found out when we did, because that would have greatly reduced, if not totally, completely eliminated any chance of holding on to that Senate seat, which is imperative. I don't see how she could have won a general election. I guess in a big wave election, sure, there's always a possibility, but I don't think so. And Fetterman's a guy that can be beaten pretty easily, in my view. I think his whole platform is, you know, legalizing weed and stopping fracking. Pretty extreme points of view. Anyway, back to the economy. All of this now is bad for everybody. Biden is now easing sanctions and will get oil from Venezuela and make the murdering thug dictator Maduro rich again. And then he'll make a deal with Iran, worse than the first deal Biden and Obama made with Iran. Tens of billions in cash that is frozen. Those assets will be returned to the mullahs in Iran that chant death to Israel, death to America. Unbelievable. We're going to make them rich again. We're going to allow the Iranian Revolutionary Guard to be taken off the no-fly list. Are you kidding me? We're going to let Vladimir Putin partner with Iran in building a nuclear facility just because Joe is unwilling to extract the energy, the vast energy resources we have here in this country? Unreal. By the way, Jill Biden, Joe's wife, often speaks for him, under fire for saying, Joe, he's working around the clock to end the baby formula disaster. Joe doesn't work around the clock. Everybody knows Joe can barely keep his eyes open during the day. You know, that's why he averages less than one public event per day. You have the CEO and corporate recovery expert. This guy's done this apparently for over 30 years. Goldman Sachs alum Harry Wilson is his name. And he blames the Biden administration's bureaucratic bungling, making the baby formula shortage far worse. And Pelosi's now saying that an indictment may be needed over baby formula shortage. An indictment? Who are you going to indict and for what? You're going to indict companies because they didn't produce enough baby formula because they had to also deal with burdensome regulations that government puts on them? This is insane. You do have two kids hospitalized because of the formula shortage. Let's see. So if I never vetted Kathy Barnett, do you think she would have won, Linda?
Not a cold day in hell, no.
I don't think so either. Because it was being vetted everywhere. And then
here's what I don't
the
understand.
Only problem was she got cushy interviews that would say, well, okay, this is on your Twitter account. I don't recall. That doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, but even still, Sean, putting that all aside, we are a conservative talk show asking questions about a Senate seat, like you just stated, that is incredibly important. So now we have somebody on our own side who we're not allowed to ask. You think that when the general comes, that NBC and Good Morning America and CNN and NPR are going to ask you cupcake questions? You think that they're not going to harp on this? You think they're not going to bring up every incendiary thing?
The odds of winning that seat would be pretty much next to zero.
Agreed.
So, you know, I guess you could say I did the Republicans a favor. And all I did was vet her. Her words, her Twitter feed, and the crazy things she said.
And she had no answers. There were no answers.
And she would not come on with us. She would not answer. She says, I want to debate Oz one-on-one on TV. Okay, I can't do a TV debate in 3.5 days. But I offered a radio debate. She never responded that I saw. Did you ever see her respond to that? Because she wouldn't talk to us.
No, and then she had the audacity to go out and say, oh, he said no. I'm sorry. It's in writing. You chose to put your comments in writing on Twitter. So we answered you on the platform that you began the conversation in. And we said to you, well, we can't do this, but we could do this. Love to have you on. Love to do it this way.
675 stations. I said, I'll be glad to do it. And it's only one state. It's not like the entire audience is that fixated on Pennsylvania, but everybody should be. All of these Senate seats matter. I mean, Bud winning in North Carolina, I think, is a big deal. That was an important race. I knew he was going to win. So we weren't as involved. It's imperative J.D. Vance win. It's imperative Herschel wins. It's imperative Rubio wins. It's imperative Johnson wins. It's imperative Laxalt wins. It's imperative we win in Missouri. It's imperative that we win in Arizona. I mean, I want to save the country. William F. Buckley Jr., the most conservative person that can win. Those comments on her Twitter feed and in her, that came right out of her mouth, made it, I think, almost impossible for her to win a general election. Sad, but it's true.
Not to mention the fact that many people, Sean, and you and I have talked about this ad nauseum, and I find this very troubling because there's friends of ours in the industry did this. There's a lot of headline voters out there. If you don't do your due diligence and you don't read whether it's to put Oz's comments into context or to put Kathy's comments into context or whether it's to ask the question, well, what did you mean when you said X, Y, and Z? Then you are not a responsible voter. That is your civic duty. You have to do your homework. And people aren't. They read the headline, they go out.
By the way, the foundation started by organizers of BLM spent more than $1.2 million lobbying members of Congress last year. Have you been reading all of the news about the organization and the monies that are going to individual family members? Because it's pretty extensive. Anyway, the co-founder admitted that she was shocked at the tens of millions of dollars that flooded into the group after the death of George Floyd, calling it white guilt money. And now we're learning about the financial practices behind the scenes. The BLM group paid nearly $4 million to the board secretary's brother and even the father of the child. And let's see, that's all in addition to using donor funds to buy that lavish $6 million mansion and then monies to other family members, apparently, according to these reports, too. Pretty unbelievable. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it's shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.